Do you all use food stamps?
Yes, we had food stamps, but we couldn't get very much meat with them, not for our family. So we lived mostly on vegetables, because we had plenty of those, and fruits. And I used to do a lot of baking back in those days, pies and cakes, cookies and things like that.
Okay, how did your neighborhood fare?
Oh, everybody was out of work, and most of the people lost their homes. Whatever we had left over, I shared with them. Any vegetables or fruits that Mr. Souter couldn't sell on his stand, I gave to my neighbors.
What kind of things did you do for enjoyment?
Well, Mr. Souter and I played six-handed 500 practically every Saturday night. And there's two other couples, and we'd go from one house to the other. Then we played games with the children, such as Monopoly and checkers. But there wasn't much money for entertainment. We couldn't afford to hire a babysitter, so we stayed home most of the time.
How did you discipline your children?
Well, the old-fashioned way, I whipped him with a stick. Oh, a switch, and I made him go out and break the arm. I had one daughter, she'd always bring me a dead stick in. Or I'd smack him and keep him in. Dominate the privilege of going to movies and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Dating privileges, were they allowed? What time were they allowed home?
Well, it's according to where they was going. They could date. Wasn't any problem there because they had an older brother. And your mother and her sister would go out with him. They went to all the school dances and basketball games or anything they had at school. Parties. But they had, unless it was a prom, school prom, they had to be in at 12 o'clock. And they had to call your grandfather and tell him what time they came in. Sometimes he'd look at the clock, sometimes he wouldn't. If they didn't tell the truth, then they was punished, and they couldn't go out for 6 weeks.
You had a radio, right?
We had a radio, and I listened to all the soap operas, and there's some time before we had, could afford television after they came in. And the person we had, your mother, was working at that time after school, and she went half on a television with her daddy. And we had that quite a few years. She and her sisters, they worked at Prince George's Hospital after school serving trays to the patients back in those days.
Did the teenagers of that time, what kind of music did they listen to, or do you remember?
Well, it was all jitterbug stuff, and they did the jitterbug. And that's about all I remember about it. They were always having boys come here after school and put their records on or their radio, and the boys would take their shoes off at the door and they would dance. We always had open house around here. Your grandfather believed in his children being home so we knew where they were, and he didn't care how many kids came in with him.
All right, the Korean War followed. Did this affect you in any way?
Oh, well, my oldest son was a pilot during the Korean War, and he served over in Korea. In fact, he took, Nixon was a senator, I believe, at that time, and he took Mr. Nixon and his wife, flew him over to visit the soldiers in Korea. And he stayed a pilot. And he had to take supplies and haul out the sick until after the war was over. Then he was discharged and came home. Well, your Uncle Ralph, another son, was in the Marines. But Forrest, he got away from the shores was down in Puerto Rico. He was down there on his 21st birthday.
Did your kids have any fads when they were teenagers?
Oh, yes, they had it. They had of dyeing their hair and taking Clorox and bleaching it, and your grandfather would get mad, and he'd make them get some stuff and try to get it back in a natural color. Then the youngest daughter, there's a fad then to tattoo your arm, and she foolishly let some boy put initials on the arm. But her father made her go to the hospital and have it cut off, and she still has a scar today from that episode.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.